gardening on the Pat Kenny Show.
With the Husqvarna Automower. Keep your lawn looking pristine from the comfort of your own home. See husqvarna.ie.
All right, Padraig Horkan, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Pat.
How is it in the West? Is it freezing?
It's cold, but the sun was out earlier and the frost is lifting. So I think over the next couple of days, Pat, we're going to see the last of the frost and back to mild weather.
It doesn't mean that there aren't jobs to be done in the garden. You won't be mowing the lawn because you'd destroy it if you try to bring a mower to a frosty lawn. So what can we do?
So stay off the lawn, but things like particularly tender plants, Pat, if people have geraniums or fuchsias or pelargoniums or any sensitive plants in greenhouses or tunnels, make sure they're covered with a couple of layers of fleece. That's important. We mentioned camellias possibly flowering before Christmas, and my camellias have just come into flower in the garden. So I have those covered as well with some garden fleece, particularly with this cold weather. So any tender or sensitive frosty plants, look after those at the moment, Pat. But remember that our homes are lovely and warm. So at this time of year, I'm sowing the seeds for this coming spring and summer. So things like tomatoes, chilies, peppers, I have them propagating on the windowsill as we speak, because you need to start those early. So if you want to grow some tomatoes this year, now is the perfect time to sow the seed of them simply indoors, cover them with a little bit of cling film, and the temperatures that we have indoors will have them germinating in a very, very short period.
Okay, garden now there are other things besides tomatoes, peppers.
Chilies, peppers, aubergines, cucumbers, all of those plants that take a little bit longer, Pat, to germinate and take that kind of longer growing period. We start them indoors in mid-January. Also some of our flowering plants like geraniums, busy lilies, fuchsias, snapdragons, any of those can be started from inside as well. So really what I'm saying is use the heat, the natural heat that we have inside on the windowsill to start propagating some of your plants. You can even grow some edibles on the windowsill at this time of year. For example, things like bean sprouts, which if you sow them today, Pat, you're eating them next week.
Okay.
Alfalfa, maybe some of the small, something like wheatgrass. Everybody's into a health kick at the moment. And wheatgrass is a very simple seed from Sutton's. You sow it in trays. It germinates within about a 7 to 10 days. And you can start cutting the leaves of wheatgrass and juicing them. It's a fantastic health drink and great to get that health kickstart in
okay.
the spring.
Now, Padraig, we all love our new potatoes.
Yes.
And we could be doing work on those now.
You could, and they're in your garden centres. If you pop into your local garden centre, all the new varieties of sea potatoes are available. I would focus on the first early varieties. They're the lovely new potatoes, Pat, that are ready to harvest in late June, early July. Varieties like Duke of York, which is one of my favourites, Sharp's Express, Home Guard, a lovely variety called Vitabella. I mentioned it last year and we got a great response from listeners. So that's a first early variety called Vitabella. You can get those now, start sprouting them. So if you've got an old garage with a bright windowsill or a greenhouse, simply put them into a couple of trays. Once they're exposed to the light, they'll start to initiate new buds and they can be planted out then from the 1st of March onwards. So all of those sort of early gardening, you know, the seeds, the sea potatoes, the bulbs like garlic, shallots and onions, they're available. Yeah. And for listeners, particularly that have a greenhouse or a tunnel, you can start the season off so early at this time of year by actually planting some of those plants into the greenhouse or into the tunnel at this time of year.
And by the way, Padraig, with your seed potatoes, when they sprout, and they can sprout on all sides, if you like, do you cut them?
Only if they're the trick with sea potatoes, Pat, is you're looking for something about the size of a hen's egg.
Okay.
So if it's larger than that, you can split them in two. And all you need is a sprout and a piece of tuber to produce a crop of potatoes. But generally speaking, something about the size of hen's egg is a perfect size of seed. So once they're that size, I don't split them. But if they're anywhere larger than that, you can certainly split them. Another key tip, Pat, at the moment, for people that have rhubarb in the garden, if you cover your rhubarb today with a terracotta pot or a large glazed pot or an old bin, put a rock on the top of the bin, exclude the light from the rhubarb, it'll come into growth and you'll have fabulous pink rhubarb by the end of February. A very simple,
very good
trip to do.
Love rhubarb. Now, questions. Some hellebores in my garden appear to have died right back to a single stem. Could you ask Padraig whether they're likely to come back themselves in the next few weeks, or should I do anything to encourage them?
Nothing needs to happen, Pat. I mean, after the very cold spell, not so much this week, but a couple of weeks back, we've had quite a bit of frost damage, just the blackening of leaves on plants like Helleborus, Pittosporums, Choicias. So it's really just weather. But the roots beneath the plant in the Hellebore are perfectly fine, and it will start to come into growth as soon as the weather starts to pick up, and it will come into flower this year as well. So nothing to worry about.
From Kate, many of my well-established Phormiums look dead after the prolonged pre-Christmas frost. These same plants survived winters of -15 centigrade back in 2010-2012. Any advice would be welcome.
Yeah, and Pat, we're going to have lots of questions over the next couple of weeks about, you know, burnt leaves on plants or plants dying back due to that cold, sharp period we have. Having said that, Phormiums are, you'll have some surface damage on the leaf, but beneath the soil, the roots will be perfectly fine. So my advice really is for any plants that are damaged from the frost, leave them alone until about the first week of March. So you can give them a little bit of tidying up, but leave the main pruning back to the first week of March. Prune the Phormium back quite severely within 6 or 8 inches of soil level, shear it back, give it a feed, and they'll be perfectly fine as we go into early summer. So it's only a temporary setback.
Now, I got rid of a bush at the weekend, but physically I can't dig far enough to get all the roots. Any way of destroying them, or do I need a digger?
Well, it depends on what the plant is, Pat. Certain plants, if you cut them right down to soil level, won't shoot again. But others like fuchsia or dogwoods have the ability to pop up again. If the stump is still there, you can get a proprietary treatment called root out. It's a crystal like sugar. You simply pour it onto the remaining stump, and that will kill it out completely. So pop into your local garden centre. They'll have something to get rid of the remaining roots.
We purchased a citrus calamondin before Christmas. Yeah. It seems to be struggling. It's losing its leaves and they look to be quite dry. We bought it in a garden centre where it was stored inside, but the temperature wasn't exactly roasting. We have it in front of a window in our kitchen. The temperature of the room is about 22 degrees. Just wondering what we should do.
Yeah, no, look, at 22 degrees is absolutely perfect. So the Calamondin citrus pot is actually a cross between the traditional tangerine that we know and the really small kumquat. And it produces tiny, tiny fruit, about an inch in diameter. They're quite acidic, so non-edible, really. It's grown as an ornamental plant. My guess is, Pat, that the listener is overwatering the plant. So this particular Calamondin citrus requires quite dry conditions during the winter period because it's not physically growing. So cut back the watering to at least once a month. The temperature of 22 degrees is absolutely perfect. And because it's a citrus, it needs to be in a bright, open position. Those dead leaves will fall off, but new growth should happen around the middle of March, the first week of April, and you increase the watering and start to feed it at that time of year, and it will come back into leaf again.
Eleanor has a question. I avoided pruning perennials before Christmas because of the cold snap then. Now they've started budding, and I'm not sure if I can cut them back to tidy them up and not cause problems.
No, you won't cause any problems. So, you know, plants like asters, Michaelmas daisies, any of the phlox or any of the kind of perennial herbaceous border plants, the dead growth can be pruned back. But again, I wouldn't be in a rush just yet. That growth is actually offering some frost protection to the emerging shoots. So again, the first week of March is soon enough, Pat. Go out then, tidy them all back, and they'll be perfectly fine. All our herbaceous plants are frost hardy, and they'll come through perfectly okay.
Another question. Any advice on grow bags, size, etc.?
Well, grow bags for growing tomatoes, they're generally a standard size that you'll get in your local garden centre. Rather than laying them on the flat, what I actually like to do is to cut them in half and stand them up. So stand them up like a pot of compost and plant your tomatoes or cucumbers and so on into the turned up side of the grow bag, as it were. Having said that, I grow my tomatoes in pots using a good quality compost. I tend to find it better. The grow bags dry out very quickly, particularly when the fruit is forming and when they need copious amounts of water. So if you're using grow bags, cut them in half and stand them up, or use pots and containers to grow your tomatoes and cucumbers this year.
Next question. Will amaryllis survive outdoors?
Well, there is a hardy variety of amaryllis, Pat, but the traditional one that we have at Christmas time is an indoor variety and cannot be planted out of doors. So The indoor variety resembles a small turnip. The bulb is quite big and very visible. It produces beautiful flowers, four flowers per stem, but needs to be kept indoors. If it goes outside, of course, it's going to be destroyed. So it sounds to me like the listener has the indoor variety.
Looking to start a patch of for wildflowers in the garden, but there are so many options for compost, so many brands, so many varieties. What to do?
Well, if you're growing wildflowers growing outside actually need very low levels of nutrition. So the poorer the soil, actually, the better the wildflowers do. Hence, that's why we see the poppies and the oxeye daisy growing, you know, and on bits of gravel and banks and so on. So the poorer the soil, actually, the better the wildflowers. So my advice really is not to sow the wildflowers in compost inside. Wait until about the middle of March, rake off some garden soil, put in a little bit of garden lime, because that tends to lock up the nutrition, and sow the wildflower seeds directly into the garden soil around St. Patrick's Day. So I wouldn't be starting them off in compost. And leave it for planting outside.
A last one, maybe. I have daffodils growing in my garden. What should I do, if anything? That's from Paula.
Well, Paul, if you wanted, you could give them a little bit of a mulch with the cold temperatures. You've, at this time of year, daffodils, first of all, are very frost hardy. I mean, you might see little bits of browning or yellowing at the tips. It's just where the young tips have been scorched. The plants will grow perfectly well through that. So I'm actually looking out of my own garden patch as we speak, and I've daffodils planted along the driveway in gravel, and I'm not going to go near them. Just let them flower. Let them be. They'll be perfectly fine.
Pádraig Corcoran, thank you very much.
Gardening on the Pat Kenny Show.
With the Husqvarna Automower. Keep your lawn looking pristine from the comfort of your own home. See Husqvarna.ie.